Welcome to Windows into Eternity with Almeen. This hour you will receive powerful revelations of a world where mystery and miracles are commonplace. Here's your host, Almeen.
Good evening, my brothers and sisters. We are so happy to be with you tonight. We're going to be taking, my fax. Excuse me. Let me get this stopped immediately. So if you hear some noises in the background, it's just a fax that won't stop when I'm trying to get it to be quiet. But anyway, so my brothers and sisters, we have with us tonight Rogier, who is going to be asking some of your questions tonight. We want to vary the format of the show just ever so often, and last week we took a lot of callers. Tonight I will take one caller. She's been waiting for quite a bit before the show, so I wanted to take one caller, and then I also wanted to give a message to a beloved brother and sister, two students of mine in Italy, that have asked a specific question that's personal to them, but they can't join us on the show because it's in the middle of their night. So I will do those questions, and then the rest of the questions tonight, we won't take more than just the one caller who's been waiting, simply because of the fact that Rogier has your questions in front of him that have been asked on the various institutes and the forums and so forth. So, to begin with, I would like to share with you that we have just opened the IHP yesterday. It went live at midnight, 1 minute past midnight, which is Monday, the 2nd of November, and so it has just barely opened. And I want to take a bit of time tonight to tell you about it, my brothers and sisters, because we have very recently found out some information that I did not previously know. And so I could not share that with you. My hearty recommendation is that if you can go to Institute Human Potential, and if you could take a look at the video that Rogier has prepared for us, and then you will be able to hear 11 minutes of this message that the Infinite gave as to exactly what is transpiring by the establishment of these three online courses that we have. Because yesterday we started the Institute of Human Potential, but we also started the second run of the Institute of Applied Mysticism's Science of Immortality and Incorruptibility. And my brothers and sisters, the first group that went through that course, we have got nothing but positive comments from them about the life-changing experiences that it has done. In fact, I have here a letter from one of the alumni students of that course. She's now, I'm sure, enrolled in the Institute of Human Potential, but recommending that we take some of the testimonials of the people that participated because of the tremendous miracles that have occurred from the holy ceremonies and the information that we've been given. So in a nutshell, we're currently in the middle of our alchemy course, the Academy of Alchemy, and it is giving us the information that the angels have given us on how to leverage consciousness. We are doing this on behalf of the masses. We are creating three steps through these three-month courses to end the linear change, the linear becoming that we have been locked into. And the few are doing it by proxy on behalf of the many. And so yesterday we started, as I said, with the I Am course, the Institute of Applied Mysticism course, and you can go to appliedmysticism.com. There's a video there that I made that introduces the topic and the subject matter. It is a phenomenal course to get rid of the illusions that hold us into suffering and pain and hardship, my brothers and sisters. It is its main focus. The Academy of Alchemy, the next time it will happen. a course will be on the 1st of January, and it will be a one-month course only, and it is called The Alchemy of the One. And then also one that you can sign up right away for, like the Institute of Applied Mysticism's course, is the Institute of Human Potential, instituthumanpotential.com. And it's information, whereas the alchemy comes from the angelic realms. The science of immortality and incorruptibility is over 1,000 pages that have come from the God Kingdom. The Institute of Human Potential deals with unraveling the secrets of the earth. The first month of it is called Revisiting the Matrix. Because as many of you know that have been on my previous shows, we have come out of a disc, a flat, two-dimensional way of life. And we have stepped out of it into three-dimensionality, which the ultimate goal is to become one in such a way that we are back into our original existence from which we came, which is eternal, endless, and beginningless, and without any illusion. The Institute of Human Potential ties up the loose ends of what we have left behind. It reveals the secrets of man, the tribes of the earth, the secrets of the hidden realms. It tells you about the secrets of man's interaction and relationship with star races, things that we could not even have imagined. And what it does is, in bringing light to secret areas, it delivers necessary light so that you can shed your old way of being and you can, in fact, transfigure, because there's enough light provided. During the ascension of the planet, my brothers and sisters, that started in 2005, my classes and I have been given direct instruction from the infinite what to do in each class. That's why we never have descriptions of what will happen in a class, because we don't know. But one thing is sure, that where there was transfigurations needed, because our classes too have been transformational ones, you know, transmutational ones, those are always the easy, feel-good ones, and then the transfigurational ones, which leaves you with an open-mouthed jaw because you couldn't believe the things that, or not that you couldn't believe, but it was just inconceivable to you beforehand, the secrets that are revealed to us. That is usually the case, and in the Institute of Human Potential, it is by design that the secrets are released, that we understand, and that we are set free from the guilt that man has had, thinking that so much of what he has done has injured others, only to find out that it wasn't he that did it at all. There has been major tampering with man. So we have come out of this disc, which is the dream. We have birthed out of it in the last few weeks, starting in early September 2009. And in addition to that, what has happened is that most of us, having shed the illusions, are now ready for the transfiguration that takes us out of this linear change and linear becoming, which is a spiral that never ends, to the place of changeless change, the place where there's nothing to change, because you no longer see anything unreal as having any power, and as such, it dissolves before you. But there are nothing can heal to the next layer of pure vision, clarity, and light until it is understood. This is why it's so paramount that we understand the secrets of man, which the Institute of Human Potential will deliver. Now, in understanding it, we dissolve it. The disc has not fully dissolved. There are people in our street living in a dream, whereas we have awakened, they are not. And because we are all one, portions of ourself have not fully awakened into immortality and incorruptibility. So what the purpose of the first month of the Institute of Human Potential really is to revisit the few do this as a service, not only to humankind, but to the cosmos, to all individuated life. We revisit the portions of the dream that did not fully dissolve. And in this three-month online curriculum, you will find every other day there is an audio presentation. You get packages of information. There's a wonderful virtual student lounge on which you can jointly discuss this. The type of approach to the information is different than the other two courses. The other courses are more intellectual discussions. This is more intuitive because it is preparing for the birth of a new way of learning, of being, of experiencing, which happens on February the 1st, 2010. On that date, we launch what looks to me at this point to be a three-month course, which is called the Interstellar Mysticism. And interstellar mysticism is also coupled with the deep secrets of the hidden kingdoms of existence, the angels, the fairies, beings like the dragons that we have very few secrets solved about. Where do they come from? All of this. How do they relate to man? When did they stop being able to be seen by man? How and when and why? All of these things. But from the 1st of February on, growth comes through grace. It is effortless. We are receiving, and Paul and I today received, one of the Andromedan sound elixirs. An elixir is a very specific alchemical sound put into song that has the workings of the alchemical potencies of sound and light inherent in it. In other words, you change from it. I know. I have changed from singing this Andromedan song this afternoon. In fact, so dramatically that, I mean, I felt almost like in a trance state. I've had Paul say the same. I can't keep my eyes open. I've had Jan say, Almin, I feel disoriented. All of this came because today we received the Andromedan sound elixir of the Barukala race. My brothers and sisters, we have got 24 such elixirs, and only as part of that course will you be able to hear all 24. We are trying to make 12 available for you ahead of time, but during the course you will have all 24 root races of the star seeds of the cosmos. So the course of the Institute of Human Potential that just opened, the I Am course, as we call the Institute of Applied Mysticism, both of these are preparing us for the culmination on February the 1st, when life becomes a lot easier. Right now, you're building the three steps that mankind can follow where the masters go. And these are the preparations for the masters. So my brothers and sisters, I have our one and only caller online tonight. And please, if you could state your name as you come on, please.
Yes, hello, good evening.
Sorry, say
hello,
that.
Hello, Almin?
Yes. Sorry?
How are you, my darling?
Who am I speaking to?
This is Anique.
It's Anique, my beloved sister. How nice to hear from you, sweetheart. She lives in Oregon, my brothers and sisters. We're neighbors. And, my darling, very nice to hear from you. And you're our only caller for tonight, actually. So did you want to go ahead and just ask whatever you want?
I wanted to comment on what you were just speaking about, and I wanted to know if it's possible for me to be feeling that as well. The lethargic sort of feeling that took place today and yesterday.
Yes.
I was feeling that very strongly. And I was wondering if that's a possibility that I was also maybe feeling what you were feeling.
Oh, Anik, for sure, my sister. My darling, you've just come out of the I Am course. You know, you're already an immortal master from before this. For sure you are feeling it. The more you get to the epicenter of life where movement stills, the more acutely you feel that which is your being, which is the rest of existence. And it started for us yesterday. I found that as of yesterday, I could not remember anything even hours ago. Paul last night said that he just couldn't keep his eyes open. He felt like he was sort of swooning, type of a feeling. And tonight he said the same thing. Jan has said the same thing. You know, I will ask Rogier. Rogier, have you had the same thing happen?
No. I mean, there's something just going on, but it's not in that way, no.
Okay. Any specific more feelings very, you can share? Sorry?
It's more very much like going, having gone through a veil and maybe feeling like you've suddenly entered a new realm.
Oh, absolutely true. Anik, I'm sure that's what you would describe it in as well. Both of you here, and Anik, for some reason, if you could really speak up, I'd appreciate it.
Oh, yes. Is that better?
Yes, darling, it is.
Okay. The reason for my call this evening is that you had offered to give a translation of our personal sound elixirs. And
yes,
I was wondering
sister.
If that would be possible to receive that this evening.
Oh, darling, with the greatest pleasure. And I will ask
Thank
the
you.
Infinite, and then after I do, Anik, and we'll have her then hang up, and then I will also give my sister from last week, Linda. Matthew and Linda is part of our Ohio group, my brothers and sisters, and very dear to my heart. They had to make an enormous leap to get to reach these very esoteric principles, and with the greatest courage, they stepped up to the plate, and they are just luminous. And last week, I didn't get to do anyone's sound elixirs, so as of today, I am completely caught up, and everybody should receive theirs within a day or so. But last week, I promised Linda that I would do her sound elixir, and I did. So when I translated Anik's, I'd like to do Linda's, and also Devi Priya, and I hope I say her name correctly, in Italy, and her husband. And then we will get some questions from Rogier. Let me just go into stillness here and ask the Infinite to speak and explain what was said on Anik's beautiful elixir, because I remember her elixir very well. Neshte Eya Kiyah Kane Eshaya Saba Mikia Nah Use Shukvikiene Seya Usehna Avakaba Kiyah Kahushkava Nuh Sevekiyah Nasu Meshkiana Ese Ishahna Usetava Goddess of Light, Immortal One, from my throne were you sent forth. Angels attend you, legions are they. Luminous, the light you shed upon the earth. Kineshkayesh Useyavach, Nesiyav Kavesh Bani. A blessing is your presence in the midst of humankind. For where you are, a gentle radiance fills all that lives. That is my beautiful Anik. My darling, thank you for calling. I am speechless and I have to go on with the show. And this happened last week, too, that when I hear these words, I am just speechless. Thank you, Anik, my love, and we'll talk again soon, sweetheart.
Thank you, my darling sister.
Mm. my brothers and sisters, I want to share Linda's. And she and Matthew have my dearest love tonight. Isehyana. Usiavaskivehyana. Eshakunech. Misach pavehkenea. Ukienesea kashkayavasa. Mesech kini uyihkana. Eshiata usianava mehkiana suh unehma isach priakava. Much did you give as a gift of life. For with your beloved you slumbered a while. Great is the remembrance, a burst of light. From such a burst, the earth did rise. Now I gather, you and the one that you love, back to the throne, as a god and goddess of love and light. My sister Linda, those are your words. And now, my sister Devi Priya, words, and I hope I'm saying her name correctly. I seem to always get it a little muddled, but I see her beautiful face clearly in front of me. An exquisite woman that never, ever grows older. Sehyana Eshehnasa. Et yanasayeh nushtavavi. Piach kanava usehyavasa. Kenesh asuyeh asava. Together you stood by your husband's side. From the beginning, when at my throne, you did reside. In the cycles of the fall, in the place of the dream, the two of you stood forth to shine and declare that you spoke for the children of the earth, that the children may not be harmed, that as guardians of the young and the innocent, you were. Bright did your light shine. Brighter yet, it is this day. Immortal goddess of light. And now, the elixir for your hubby. And I see him also very clearly in front of me. Neshehye ve viachkanesh asa. Maushesh vispava henechki asa. Nusech ve aunashva. Vich usta kenesh ustava. Nasu Pelesh Astava Nechve Panu. Great is the power that in indignation you did release. And this refers to October of 2006, when the two of you stood, when revelation became fulfilled. And the book of Revelation came to pass, and a new world and a new heavens was ushered in, though man knew it not, but you did. And that piece was from myself. I continue now to translate from the infinite. Power is yours. For the children you speak. Great God of light, rise in immortality, in holiness you stand as one with your wife, shedding radiance and grace throughout all human life. So, my beloved brother and sister, in Italy, what a blessing you are. Please speak at some point on these forums with my brother and sister, and her name is Dennis, D-E-N-I-S. She's in Italy as well, and so is her beloved, Ben, who has moved from Ireland to be with her. And I just hope that the four of you can get together at some point. And I do know that we have other beautiful Italian students. So my brothers and sisters, I now, excuse me, just a minute. The Infinite says that I have been reading the name of my brother in Italy moments before I came on the air, and now it is a total blank, and I couldn't understand what was happening other than that I've been particularly foggy-headed today. But the Infinite says that's because it is time for him to know his real name. Eshiach Nasach Vese Kianas Abavich, the name I called him when he was created as one of my firstborn. And so I will say it, and then we can spell it. Baranich, B-A-R-A-N-I-C-H, Vavesvi, hyphen, V-A-V-E-S-V-I. Baranich, Vavesvi. It means the bringer of hope and light. So, Ruchir, thank you for waiting for us for half the show, and I am ready now to answer questions that have come in from our listeners on our various forums. And, Ruchir, did I forget to announce anything? I know that in 2 weeks' time, I'm in the Dutch Antilles Islands of Curaçao. Then we have our pod, which is our class here in my home, which is our Christmas pod. And in January, we have what we have advertised much. And you can go to Fun in the One, O-N-E. Is it Getaways through here or just Fun in the One?
Yeah, and Getaways.
Getaways.com. And you can read there about the curriculum and what we are teaching, that we will be 3 days in Sedona. We will all then take a bus to Phoenix, fly together to California, from which we will sail for 7 days. The equivalent of lectures that you get are 6 days. Usually our prices for a day of lecture is $200. So for 6 days, it should be $1,200. For $1,200, my brothers and sisters, you not only get my 6 days equivalency of lecturing, and we lecture only when the ship is not in the harbor, but including Sedona, for $1,200, you not only get your full value of 6 days of lectures, but you get the cruise, and you get the bus ride, and you get the airplane ride. It is a phenomenal package. So take a look at that. And I think that's it. So we'll start in. Ruchir, fire away.
Okay, well, I just wanted to make a few notes in the margin here. First of all, the curriculum for the cruise can also be found on the website of the Human Potential Institute, and the address is institutehumanpotential.com, so you can also see it there. And secondly, I just wanted to say that you referred to the first month of the Human Potential Institute, which started 2 days ago. You called it Revisiting the Matrix, but it's actually called Revisiting the Labyrinth. Now I realize words sort of cover the same realm, but then again, I think the word labyrinth does more justice to the sort of very mind-bending ride that awaits everyone this first month. So
yes, oh, that's nicely said. And we also have free videos on there that are interesting. Could you tell them what that is, please?
Well, I don't think in the first month the Anunnaki feature all that much, but I do think they come by later, and we actually post a few videos on the Institute HumanPotential.com website about the Anunnaki involvement in the evolution of the human race. And so that's there, and actually on the network itself, we've posted another one which isn't publicly available yet. So that was there. And there was actually something else I wanted to mention, but it eludes me now, so I think I'll start with a question.
Okay, let's do that.
Right, this question is from Cécile Cousineau, and she is, I know she's on Human Potential Institute, but this was when she was doing the I Am course, which has just completed. I think she's actually been waiting quite a while with this question, so I'll just explain it. She's talking about the practice wherein we embody the 144 illuminations that are featured in the first month of the I Am course. And she says that when she started doing this, a blue ball was sort of appeared even with her eyes open, and at times she would notice it very brightly. And she says it only appears when there's no thought and when she's in the moment. And yet when her mind wanders, this ball disappears, this blue ball. And she asks whether this is common for everyone. Now, probably not, but if you could explain what this
all right.
Is.
We have a photo of my sister Dennis, whom I mentioned earlier on in the show, in Italy. And you can see a massive, big blue ball above her head. And that was taken in the Pyrenees, or I'm not sure, maybe it's the Dolomites, but she was mountain climbing, and they took this photo of her very soon after my class and I were assigned to just leave our bodies and go to a section in Egypt underneath the sands in which this blue ball of light, and there was a very specific way to get in there, in which the blue ball of light had to be retrieved. The blue ball of light is, in fact, incorruptible white magic waiting to be used. Sometimes it has a portion of it where pink shows up, and other times it just looks very blue, and you can see in her photo. Now, where is the photo exactly? I think that photo is, do we have a website called incorruptiblemagic.com?
Yeah, I think it's actually called incorruptiblewhitemagic.com.
Incorruptiblewhitemagic.com is the website which I believe the photograph is on, where we were able to photograph the blue ball, my darling. And so, my sister Cécile, what is waiting for you, because you have cleared away that which sucks the power, which is the maintenance of illusion. The I Am course clears that away, and the first month is very much, as you know, focused on that. As you clear it away, more and more and more power is available to you. And eventually, this incorruptible white magic becomes fully available to you. It is what angels use, for example, but they use angelic incorruptible white magic. The white magic of that is it for man to claim yet again is more powerful than any kingdom's magic, simply because man has more power at his disposal. Of all the beings, he is the most powerful, and in fact, the angelic beings are the least powerful but have the most perception. And so their magic and their gifts are being given to us. They've been giving alchemy of light and frequency and so forth to us because in combining it, they gain more power and we gain more perception. But that is the white magic of man. And what it does is reveal the perfection that lies underneath the appearances of the illusions.
So you would say then that when her mind wanders, or actually I think we should probably rephrase as when she goes into mind, then it disappears essentially, this perfection.
Well, why it disappears is not that the ball is disappearing. She has earned that ball by the purity she has achieved over the 3 months that she prepared herself. But why it disappears is that when you are in mind, it immediately drains your energy. You know, the goal, of course, is to live from the place of no mind. And so it immediately drains your energy. And that's when you can't see the ball. It's not that it's gone.
Basically.
Sorry?
It's there, but it's obscured from vision.
Yes. Just tonight, I wrote this actually just minutes before the show. It has to do with memory. Because I found myself, you know, it's like my memory is particularly foggy. It's different than before. As I went into immortal mastery, as I, you know, went into various stages beyond that, what happened is sometimes those stages would create this situation where you just have no memory. Sometimes no long-term memory, like you can't remember your childhood, and sometimes no short-term memory. What has been different for me in the last 2 days, and my precious Anique is no doubt listening to this as well, because she seems to be sharing this, and I'm sure many of the masters are. But what has happened is that it's not that, well, it is that I can't remember, but there's a different component with it, and the component is that it's as though things are already happening when they haven't yet happened. So I don't know. For example, there's a bus tour that I have to be 6 o'clock in the morning next Monday, so wish me luck, with 21 10-year-olds to drive up to Portland to see Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. I'm usually on the road, and I have never been able to attend a field trip that my daughter's been on with her school, and so this is my first. But they were one adult short. So my sister Jan, who is the dean of our institute for our Academy of Belvaspata, and she's also become the moderator for all of our online institutes, and she's become full-time assistant in terms of we've engaged her services full-time as part of our I don't want to say staff because all people that work with me are independent contractors, but as an independent contractor with Spiritual Journeys as of the last 2 days. And so what we have is that I didn't know if I had already asked Jan and she said yes, or if I just so completely, time has folded so completely that I was in the situation where she said yes, but I couldn't remember asking her. So I didn't know whether it's future that I'm living now or whether I had indeed asked her. And I told the teacher, yes, I asked her. She said yes. And then as I drove home, I thought, when did I ask her? So I said to her tonight, did I actually ask you? Because I have a clear vision of asking you and you saying, that would be wonderful. She said, that would be wonderful, but you didn't ask me. It's this muddle, and I found myself struggling, because this has to do with this issue of mind. I found myself struggling to get fragments of memory, the way somebody gasps for air the first time they realize that, wait a minute, I don't have to breathe. And I wrote this down. It says, we engage in the folly of fighting to remember the past, but loss of memory is the beginning of divine discovery. So, you know, it's when we have memory or intelligence or any of the tools that mind uses, that's immediately drains the energy and prevents second sight, divine discovery.
Okay, all right, thank you. Next question is from Mark Biker, who's also one of the super troopers of the three institutes. He's also a new in Potential now and Academy of Alchemy, and has just finished the I Am course. I mention this because I think his two questions are related to whatever may be sort of, you know, whatever growth may have transpired in his experiences there. First of all, he asks about tension building up in his body and it being very unpleasant, and whether you would be able to identify where this comes from.
The tension that builds up in your body is when you are around a discordant frequency, or when there is a discordant frequency in your body. I have the same thing happen regularly, Mark, and then I have to sit down and say, what is it that is causing this tension? Because it's when something in your environment is a discordancy that pulls you out of the place of no time and hence no mind. And when something pulls you out of that, you get the tension of linear time back in the body. It could be another person, or it could be some of the issues that we are currently dealing with. I think we've just placed on AlmeenDiary.com, which is our daily sort of diary that we walk. And by the way, I have my brother Kevin ask me if it's okay if he quoted me on my blog. My brother Kevin, it makes me very, very happy. In fact, we have Almeen Wisdom Twitter, that there's over 8,000 people daily following the aphorisms like the one I just read you, and we encourage them, please do retweet this to other people. So I'm very, very delighted that you have it on your blog. Thank you very much. So anything, you know, if you just give credit that where the source is, please feel free to quote these things. But on our daily blog right now, we are walking through specific issues that the major light workers, all of them, on the planet are dealing with. I would start there, Mark, because if it is somebody in your environment, the point is, you know, there has to be a better coping mechanism with this. So it would be that you see the discordancy and that you also realize that that is also you. And you are the one being, there's only one being in existence, the one expressing as the many. And that that one being is also you. Now, previously what we would do is change it. And now we don't try and change it because there's actually something I wrote. I'm just trying to grab it here. It says, when we are actively engaged, I wrote this right before the show, when we are actively engaged in uprooting illusion in our lives, we have stepped onto the treadmill of linear change. By ceasing to oppose illusion, but seeing that it never existed, it effortlessly disappears. And so that is the way to tackle it wherever you find it, whether within or without, because there's really no within or without.
Well, it's good that you mentioned this discordant tone issue, because his second question, you know, seemingly unrelated, but that he asks, and it's actually kind of a personal question, and I know that's generally a bit of a gray area because you often don't want to answer these on air, but I think this also involves a very sort of archetypal theme that many beings such as himself have to deal with and attempt potential pitfalls as well, because he's asking about his very dysfunctional blood family, who he's broken contact with 15 years ago, and yet where his mother ruled the roost, who was very obsessive and dark, and he says he's been toying for the past months with the idea of going to see his parents again, but yet, you know, he says days pass and I don't take any step. And he's questioning whether he could actually go and do this without bringing trouble to himself or others around him.
My brother, there's actually only one question to be asked, of course. See, if there's no past and no future, and I cannot tell you how real that is for me today, if there's no past and no future, what is a blood family? I recently had to ask, what is a light family? And then I was told by the infinite, wait a minute, you're in identity consciousness. I'm going, what? It says, yes, it wasn't your identity consciousness. It says you are seeking a tribe, which is uniformity, which of course we don't want to do, because tribalism in uniformity is very much of an obsolete frequency. Oneness is different. So oneness isn't static. Tribe is exclusive and it's static. So, my brothers and sisters, I was told by the infinite, you're seeking a tribe. And then I said, what tribe? And it said, the tribe that is humankind, you've transcended, but the tribe that is all cosmic creatures, you have not transcended. And I said, whoa, wait a minute here, what else is there that I should be relating to, you know, and I understand that relationship itself. It says there is no tribe. And the infinite, today I had a conversation with the infinite, which I wrote down. I'll give it to you in a second. It says, and now I'm going to go into this quite deeply, and I know you have a lot of questions for me, Rogier, but the point is that these are the issues that most of you are going to be dealing with. And these are possibly the places where we would find the discordant frequencies. I asked the infinite, what is it that continues to remain like something toxic or discordant in the cosmos? Because I could feel it too. And the answer was the senses. Even omnisensory perception ties you to the shallow sliver of experience you call life. Wow. Can you imagine? And I said, then appetites must too. And it says appetites are born of the senses. What lies, and I asked, what lies beyond the shallow sliver of experience? First of all, you must look at the meaning of experience. It implies relationship, doesn't it? I asked. I experience something implies a relation with that something. That's right. So beyond experience based on inner and outer senses, what is there? That which has no words, because words are part of the shallow sliver of existence. And the infinite said, perhaps the words rapture of unfolding comes close to explaining what lies beyond the senses and the relationships of tribe. And I asked, I have had all day the issue on my mind that something has tied up my personal power because our payments have been blocked for days by the institution that provides the service of receiving incoming funds. And the answer is, it is your belief that things have to be hard and also that of your support team. And I said, in what way? And the answer was, by preparing for the worst and other ways you need to look at, such as the expectation that life holds hurdles and that things will take a certain amount of time. And the infinite answered yes. And also your attempts to minimize perceived risk. So, my brothers and sisters, this issue of tribe is that sliver of existence because it's part of the embodiment only. And embodiment isn't the right word, but it's part of where we've put our attention. All of us is the one life that is so much vaster than what we think of as life. Life is but a bigger tribe. Why is it that we wish to think of any group as our tribe when we are in oneness with everything that lives? Unless there's joy in what you do, Mark, there is nothing that you owe anything, because no contracts have ever existed. We can make them simply for the sake of clarity, so we can find out early where there's problem areas. But in actual fact, contracts and agreements and promises cannot be, because every exquisite, timeless unfolding of the infinite is new. And you cannot put in a box that which is spontaneous and new. So that's that one's answer. And we have perhaps time for one quick one, very quick one. Did you want me to answer Kevin's question that you handed me before the show?
Yeah, let's do that one, especially because you sort of started off this show speaking about revelation, I believe. So let's just
yes, we did, didn't we? Yeah. Okay. He was saying that. A week ago, he and his wife spent time in northern Alabama at a beautiful sacred spot, and there were five involved in a most sacred, immaculate ceremony. And he gives the various experiences of people. And then he says, we later learned that we had activated the seventh seal from Revelations. None of us know much of this, so I was hoping for some insight from you. Kevin, the seventh seal from Revelation specifically actually referred to the seventh seal opening on earth. The fulfillment of the book of Revelations, my brothers and sisters, I have very carefully explained so that people can understand that we have already passed 2012. For instance, and I know that Rogier has put multiple YouTube videos up on this very pertinent topic of 2012, and I've explained to them exactly how the prophecies were fulfilled. In this grand event that took place in October of 2006, that where Curtis, now I have his name, see, interesting, Curtis in Italy and his wife, Devi Priya, were present. That was the time that there was closure, when the dead, great and small, stood before judgment, and if their names were not found in the Book of Life, this entire thing transpired then. The opening of the seven seals happens, and you can read about it in my book, Journey to the Heart of God, of how the seven seals in the human body opens as you go into God consciousness, and then eventually you have 12 seals, and these are seals that are in chakras, open as you go into immortality. So the point is that the specific ones mentioned in Revelations is not the seal that you would be involved in, because it's already opened. And it opened in 2000. I beg your pardon, you know, that was 2005 in October. I keep saying 6, but I mean 5. I beg your pardon, Curtis. That's a wrong date that I gave, because I get so fuzzy-headed, I can't, get that straight. But that's when that was fulfilled, when the earth's seals opened, and in fact, a part of it moved on in ascension, and the old part remained behind. that you might have opened something other than that is very, very possible. That the point is, though, that the linear opening of these seals, in fact, no longer takes place. Kevin, we have this with the oracles that I work with. The part where they fall down on occasion is in interpreting what happens to them. Usually, people that are oracles, that have massive experiences, if they interpret, that's where the problem happens. And it's not for everybody. Some people can clearly see, and it's also not all the time. But in my interaction with some of the most profound, you can call them prophetesses, because some, like Shelley, is a prophetess. You have an oracle, like Aoife. You have an oracle, like Karen, Alana, etc. You know, Vanessa. They're all over the world. And my brother Todd certainly is one as well. But what they experience, they just simply pass to myself, who does the work of the seer and does the interpretation and puts it together for them. It is not impossible that you guys misinterpreted this, however profound it was. However, if I were to guess, I would say that you had unlocked for yourself, my brother, the ability to move into the next level of the human evolution. And for that, we have a 4-hour video that is a tutorial. It's what is it called on Revelations, Ruchir?
Well, the 4-hour video is called Pathway to Ascension.
Pathway to Ascension, and it's available on our storefronts. I must dash. I've promised BBS I will not go all the way to the top of the hour, and we have just 2 minutes left. So we will speak to you again next Tuesday, and thank you for joining us tonight, Ruchir, and also for my beautiful Anik, and she is truly beautiful, that has called in. Until next time.
We hope you've enjoyed today's show, Windows into Eternity with Al Mean. Please join us again next week.